Thank you so very much for calling, Marshall. How are you doing today?
Okay, Josh. I thought we might have that draft for me to review the weekend, but it didn't come Friday. So where are we now?
Yep, I am. I was just typing the email. Just stay on the call while I send you the draft. The draft was under review by our quality assurance team, which is why it couldn't be delivered on Friday. So I'm just sending it to you right now, and just give me one
Okay.
quick second. And just one
Sure,
more
sure.
thing that the team did review. I did get your feedback regarding the cover as well, so the team is revising that. And secondly, the team worked on all the limericks. They just did not work on the spreadsheet because we want to get your feedback on the complete text. So once that is finalized, then we're going to have the limericks catered as well. So let me just send you the draft so that you can go through that once, and then you'll
Okay.
understand
Are
more.
you going to send this to my iCloud?
Yep, I'm going to send this to your
Address?
iCloud.
Okay, I'm waiting for it. Okay,
Sure.
make sure I get it. We'll leave in about 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Okay, I'm on a call with my publisher. I forgot I have him. I got that upstairs. I will. I found him.
Okay, the email has been sent from my end. You can just refresh it in a minute or two.
Oh, okay, let me just refresh it.
Sure.
All right. And then we shut it down and open it up again,
Sure, sounds great. And also,
right?
Marshall, I had a word with my team, with the concerned person that handles all the concerns regarding these legal and copyright matters as well.
Right.
So I will have your call scheduled anytime tomorrow. I'm going to drop you a text beforehand with whatever the best time would be, and then we can have a call scheduled with him. All right?
Okay, yeah, let me look at my calendar, see if there's
Sure.
anything on there. No. Yeah, I'm pretty well free. Of course, I'm playing tennis in the morning, actually.
Oh.
Let's see, I'm in Idaho, 2 hours behind you. So I get home around 1 o'clock. So your time, 4 o'clock your time, does that work?
Okay, you can tell me your time as well. Any time would seem fine.
Or
You can let me know the
Okay,
mountain
four.
time, and I'm going to
Well,
have a
I got two
communication.
options for you. Write these down. There's 4 o'clock your time, which is 2 o'clock mine, or nine. I got to leave my house at 9:30, so 8:30 my time, which would be 10:30 your time. Either of those two would be good. If you let me know, I'll be available.
Okay, and that would be for tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, it's either 8:30 in the morning your time or 2 p.m. in the noon your time, correct?
Right, and I'm in Idaho, and you're in New
Perfect.
York, so I think that's 2 hours. Now I'm on Mountain Time.
Perfect.
Right
I'm
here,
gonna
it's
come.
11:33. What is it there? 1:33?
Yep. So it's 3 hours.
So 2 hours.
Or sorry. Yep.
Right. Okay, I've got it. Revised book one.
Yep.
I'm opening it up.
Yep. So
Now
we
you
got
said
the.
they reviewed the limerick specifically. They
Yes.
verify Microsoft, and then, but they and then. Once I approve all of it, it's final.
Yep.
And then they still have to review the tables, that kind of thing.
Yep, because they did not work on the table, because we just need to be ensure, and we just need to be on the one
Okay.
side that all the wordles are finalized and there's no further change. Because if the team works on the spreadsheet at the same time, and if there are further revisions, then that is going to cost us more time. And also, the team got
Right.
the acknowledgement and introduction adjusted as well, where your biography, your introduction is added before Ralph's. So that is catered as well.
Right. Okay. See, a lot of this is all underlined. That doesn't mean anything, right?
Nope. That just means that these were the edits made. So that's perfectly fine.
Okay. So then, okay, I'm going through it. I see. Then you put category.
If you don't want to see the underlined words, you can just click on the line that is on the left side of the page.
I don't see that, but okay. Now, on the category of word of limericks, it says editor deleted. I don't know what they deleted. Oh, American history? American? Okay, I'm not sure what they deleted, but okay, I'll compare it. All right. And then after the categories, it starts the limericks.
Let me
ask you a question.
Uh-huh, go ahead.
Yeah, let me ask you a question. What I'm looking at now on zero, cigar, I see line going to the right called editor and deleted. I don't even know. Is there a way for me to see what they deleted?
Absolutely. Just give me one quick second. Let me give you a brief idea. And you're seeing this right at the start?
Well, yes, the very first limerick. They have a broken red line beginning with the year, and then they have followed the red line before C280 natal.
Okay, okay, perfect. That is just the spacing that they have given. That's just the formatting that they've done. If there's anything is edited or anything that is deleted, you will be able to view it on the right side of your page.
Do I have to go
on the right side? It's going to show you editing or the deleting that has been done.
Okay, so I have to tap it or something to see what they do?
Yep, so once you click on the left side, it's going to show, is it showing you a gray line or a red line right now?
Red line. There's a gray line defining the page on the left, but that's all I see on the left.
Okay, perfect. So once you click on the gray line again, that's going to show you the red line, which means that you will be able to view the page without viewing any changes that we have done.
Okay.
But if you have to view what changes...
I have to click on the gray line?
Yep. Can you click on gray line once?
Do you see that? If I want it back, I click on it again. It's now a red line. How do I get back the...
Just click on the gray line again, red line again. So this is called the track changes option. So this means that whatever changes we do to the file, you will be able to view those changes. So whenever, in case, for example, you're reviewing this book one right now, and if you want to make any sort of change, all you have to do is just make the change over here, save the same file, and share the same file with us, and the team will be able to view what changes you have done.
Do that one more time, Josh. I was distracted by looking at this. Sorry.
No, it's completely fine. It's completely fine. So what you have to do is you just have to go through these wordles and the whole book that I've shared. In case you think that there's any change that needs to be made, you can just make that change on the same doc. Document.
I can delete a word, for example, and then put a new word in as an example, and they'll know it?
Yep, and then you would have to save this file again and share the same file with me for me to check what changes you have done. That is one way. Or if there's any other change that you would want to do, what you can do is instead of making the change over here, you can just note down the changes on a separate file, and you can share that with me. So either of the two would work.
All right. Now, see, let me go to page number 9, sir, just so I understand this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you open it up and look at it with me?
Sure.
Number 9.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're on number 9, let me know.
Sure, I'm here.
Okay, second limerick, last line. There's a double, there's a blue line under is now. Oh, he is now. Okay, they're deleting one of the is's, obviously. But how do I know it's the second is or the first is?
Okay, you can click on the same again, the gray line again, and instead of seeing what they deleted, you can just review the finalized version. That's going to show you the finalized version, and you wouldn't get confused with all the underlined and red.
Well, when I right now the line is red, and the other red lines are gone away, but under is now is unable to serve. I don't know which is they deleted, or do they want me to delete one?
Okay, just give me one quick second.
Yeah, and you click on that gray line. Does that mean they want me to decide?
Just one quick second. I scroll down again. And can you read the word? What's the word for Wordle, the ninth one? That's
number nine is serve.
And you're reading the second one, while driving drunk.
Yeah, second one, number two, the last line. So you can see there's blue underlining, and there's obviously one is too many, which I missed, they picked up. So when you hit the gray line, all the red lines disappear, but it still has blue underlining for is now is. And
okay,
one of the is's needs to be deleted. Do they want me to do that?
No. That is something that the team would do. That is something that the team would do. That might be an error because the file shows perfectly fine on my end. So it could be just a space that might have been added, but it's all good.
Okay, so what are you reading? I read he is now is unable to serve. What are you reading?
Yep, he is now is unable to serve. So the team is going to have it catered.
Well, one of the is's has to be deleted. So,
okay.
Am I the one that should do it now? Should I do it?
You can just note down all such changes. For example, whenever you review this draft,
so make a list on paper.
Yep,
I should make a paper list.
And you can share that with
me. Okay. I wasn't sure how to do it. That's
what
I'm going to
do. That would make it a lot easier.
All right.
Yep, that would make it a lot easier.
All right. So it doesn't look like there's much without those red lines. Most of those red lines are spatial things, right? The arrangements.
Yep. That is the formatting
right?
That is taken care of. Most of the red lines that you're going to see, that is where the team has made the spacing and formatting adjusted to make sure that everything is streamlined and none of the text is going here and there.
Right. Okay. So I don't have to really pay that much attention to those red lines.
Nope. So all you have
to
do is just go through the content. Just go through the content.
Right. Now, so let's look at number 21.
Sure.
Let me know when you got it.
Sure, I'm here. Death.
Number one. Line 5. There's dotted red line under that last sentence. But is that just what are they going to do with that last sentence?
So that dotted line is something that is only viewable on this particular file because we just have to show you what changes were made. For example, over here, the team has just worked on spacing. So once we share the final file with you, that will be all these red dots and cuts.
Okay. So all the red lines are spacing. What happens when I get down from change from number 23 to 24, there's a change in the color of the ink. What does that mean? Go to 23 and 24.
Yep, that means that they have edited the file. For example, the last document that I shared with you the last time, that did not have these formatted versions. So remember the last time when we had a call, you mentioned that you made a few changes in few of the Wordles in book one, in the first 400 one. So the team had to adjust and reorder a few of them to make sure that those changes are catered. So that is one of the reasons why you're going to see all those in reds and blues. All you have to do is you just have to go through the content. That's it.
Okay,
and
now am I
here's
to
the
pay
final file.
attention? Am I to pay attention to the ones in red or to the ones in black on the side, which is the final one?
Okay, you can pay attention to the ones in black and red both. So I would suggest you to kindly click on the left gray line once, and it's going to show you the file without any red dots or any red lines. So you can just proofread your Wordle once, and if in case you see any of the changes that you particularly need, you can let me know and we're going to have it catered.
All right, so the red line, underlined ones, should read the same, or which one of them is the final? The one on the right or the... you see what I'm saying?
One,
if you go to 27, opposite 27 starts 24, 25, 26, 27, and it's in black. So which is the one that I should, which is which? Is one of them the pre-change, the other one post-change?
The black is the final one. The black is the final
one. Okay.
And to make it more easier, all you have to do is just click on the same line that is on the left of your page, the gray line. And when it's red, just read that version so that you can read it more clearly and there's no confusion.
So when I click on that line, right now nothing's happening except, but I must have clicked on it already. So I should pay attention primarily to the black ink on the right when the red comes up.
Yep, that is correct.
That's
so when the red
the
line comes
one.
Up,
okay.
Yep.
All
so
right
now, if I got you, can you just let me know what's the color of the red line that's on the left side of your page, the red, the margin?
Right now?
Yep. Is it gray or red?
I have a gray line. I have a gray line. I'm clicking on it.
Click on
it
once.
And the stuff on it all, yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. It all turned black.
Yep,
but
it's
going to
show you the final version.
Red.
Yep,
so
it's going to show you the final version.
Oh, so if it's on the red line and it's all black, is that the final version?
Yep, that is correct. So this is the final version.
Ah, gotcha. Okay, I understand it now. I can look at the changes. I can look at the final version. Now, this one, let's go to 70.
Sure.
And with the line on the left red. The first... word is a snobbish.
Mm-hmm.
That should be one line. I don't know why it looks like that.
Okay, right now, sure. Let me make it a bit more easier for you so that you don't get confused. So right now, the team has only worked on the content part because you made some changes on your Wordles, so the team has made those content changes. So now, once you review all this, my team is going to work on the spreadsheet that we discussed, and after working on the spreadsheet, the team is going to have everything formatted where they're going to take care of all these lines. And ensure
I understand that, but... But let's look at number 70. 70 has six lines because line one and line two should be continuous.
Mm-hmm.
When I see something like that, should I make the change?
You can just note down the change on a separate paper if in case
no,
you come across that.
All right.
And if
I got it. I'll note it down on paper. And then the third line with the fiance, I presume they just want like a the French word fiancé has a dot over the E. I guess that's what they want there, right?
Yep. So, Marshall, the easier way would be if you see any common error, you can just note down on a separate paper or a separate document.
Okay.
And
that's what I'll do.
Yep. And these minor changes would be catered once our team moved towards having the complete file formatted. So the book has two more phases to go. The first phase would be for you to review the content, and after that, the second phase would be where our team adjusts the spreadsheet, and the third phase would be the proofreading and the formatting phase. So once the content is finalized, you're going to move towards the other two phases.
All right, good. And I'll just make notes on the side and discuss them with you in a day or two when I get around to doing it all. All right.
Perfect.
Now,
Sounds great. Let me
go down further. I want to take this down to the end. The last one should be number 400. Right. Let me go down to the bottom. I'm just trying
I'm
to get
scrolling
there.
As well.
I'm not scrolling too well. Kind of slow. I got a. Okay. Oh shit! Something just happened. I lost everything. Oh, there it goes. Oh, it went to the bottom. So, oh shoot! Too far. All right. So the last one is number 399. That's what I wanted to know. I need to start at number 400. I didn't read. Oh, 400's here.
Yep.
Okay, got it. So we got. We actually have 401 because they had a zero. So I start for volume two. I start on 401. By the way, today's word was number 800. So as soon as we do this, we can start working on volume two.
Yep, absolutely. So once we finalize the content for this first book, I'm going to have my team go ahead and start working on the other two phases of this book. And at the back end, we're going to start working on the second book as well to make sure that everything is going simultaneously and we're not wasting any time.
That's good, but I'm going to review those limericks on the second book first before you do anything because I'm refining them right now.
Sounds great.
When you get down to footnotes, they're going to come after, right? So people who read the limerick will then have to go to the page footnote, and it'll be in order so we don't have to give them a page number. How many pages are there going to be in the book? Do you have any idea?
Approximately, if I am looking at the one right now, the trim size, let me guide you about that as well. So the trim size would be 8.5 by 11, and approximately it's having around like 207 pages. So if we add like three or four or five more, approximately 210 to 215 pages each book.
Got
if
we
go by
okay.
an 8.5 by 11 trim size.
All right. Now the next book, volume two, is going to be bigger because, you know, I got into it more. I wrote more limericks, and so how many pages can we make? If volume two is bigger, can I do 280 pages? I mean, you know what I'm asking?
Yep, that is completely fine. So the standard page count is somewhere around like 200 to 300. That is perfectly fine.
Okay, so that's what we want, between 200 and 300.
Yep.
All right. Now I'm looking at the, footnotes. There's one number 205 query. Everything is in yellow. I'm not sure what that means.
Okay, it seems all good to me. It's not yellow. I think maybe it's because of. Just give me one quick second. Let me have that looked into as well. Okay, so the team has, if it's yellow, can you go on the right and see that the editor has left a comment as well? This sentence is incomplete.
Oh,
please check.
Where do I hit? Go to comment. Hit that?
Instead of making any changes on this file, because at the end it gets confusing for you.
Got it. So when I see that little square box, that means I can look at the comment.
Absolutely. Okay. So the correspondence to this, whatever the, just like you're working on a new document where you're mentioning all the comments and the changes, you can just revert back to that same comment in the new document. For example, if it says this sentence is incomplete, please check. So the response to this should be in a new document so that when you share that document with me, I will have that shared with the team regarding the correspondence as well.
Yeah,
because
I'm going to do just notes on the side for everything.
Yep, that sounds great. So you can just make the changes on a new document, on a separate document, just with the changes.
Right.
And we're going to take care of that. Because at the end, you know that it gets confusing. Because on the back end, you're working on the Google document, whereas this is a Microsoft Word document. So to make sure that everything is catered and there's no confusion, you can just note down all the changes on a separate paper or separate file.
I'm on the index. And I'm not going to change any numbers on this. I need to keep all the numbers below 400. Now, we have to discuss this. You notice on the index, are you there yet?
Yep, I'm here.
The word fane, 19. You notice there are numbers there bigger than 400. Do we want to leave that and make a note at the beginning of the index that any numbers greater than 400 will be found in the second volume and so forth?
Yep, we're going to make a note of that.
Okay, because people will look at the numbers and wonder, what the hell is that? So then
I'm going to have to
send you the index that goes up to 800, and that's going to be today. So before we hang up, I want to send that to you. That's the one you should work from if we're going to keep everything with a footnote up to 800. We could say up to volume 2. So let me do that before we hang up, okay?
For sure.
All right. Now let me keep going through this. I'm going down now on the footnotes. It moves a little slower than I'm used to, but it's moving.
Sure.
Okay. Then that's it. We don't have the spreadsheet. Oh, that is the spreadsheet. What am I talking about? Do we have the alphabetical listing?
It's not alphabetically listed, but we have included all these. Just give me one quick second. I'm just loading down.
But I do have an alphabetical listing of the words. That's not included here.
Nope, that is not included. That is going to be added as well.
Okay, you have that. Okay, very good. Now, that's going to go before or after the spreadsheet? After?
We'll finalize that as soon as we're done with the content. Once we reach towards that phase, we're going to have a discussion on that. So before we make things confusing, I think let's move step by step. Let's take baby steps. So once you go through this Word document that I shared with you, the first book content, let's get on one more call after that so that we can discuss the content regarding the second book, the other 800 that you have completed, and we're going to discuss further things from there to make sure that nothing gets confusing, and we're going to take steps by steps from here.
Right. Okay. Now I'm going to move this aside. Let me star this here. So, give me a second. I got to... All right, I need to expand this. I have one other thing. I want to send you today's spreadsheet because it happens to be 800, and that's going to be include volume 1, volume 2. So I think it's important you work with that spreadsheet. If you agree, what do you think?
Sure, either of it would be fine. Or if I would say that if you go ahead and go through this content first, then we can go ahead and discuss on the second volume as well to make sure that we can make the changes in real time.
Let me get you that spreadsheet for today because it goes to 800, and then you don't have to remove numbers and review it in number detail. You know what I'm saying? Every number will be 800 or less. So I think you need to have today and make sure this is the one that's used, that it replaces the one that you have.
Sure.
Okay, now how am I going to send it to you? I'm going to hit send. Let's see. And it says, East is the owner. Never got that fixed. So we did this anyway. We got around it. We have to make a copy, don't we?
I have that sheet. Are you on the one where it says Issa is the owner? Sheet unshareable.
Yeah,
I have that sheet. I can see the changes. Give me one quick minute.
Okay. You see the same one I'm seeing now.
Yep. It says the last word is right.
That's right. That's the one you want to use because that's number 800.
Yep.
It covers two volumes.
Yep. I got you. So this is going to be the updated one, right?
Yeah, this is the one to use. It includes two volumes, 0 to 400 and 401 to 800.
Okay, just give me one second. I am having this noted on my end as well.
You want to make this such that we don't add any more to it on your end.
Yep, perfect. I have... downloaded this on my end, and I've also made a note that this is the final version with all the edits and all the 800 wordles being added.
Right, to cover volume 1 and 2.
Yep.
In the spreadsheet.
Yep.
And then I am going to get a new spreadsheet organized. I have my grandson here. He can help me do that. And I'm going to start using a new spreadsheet for 801 on. That way, we have the option of publishing it together. I mean, what do you think? As a third volume, we're not going to want to repeat everything, right?
Yep.
Do you think that's the thing to do?
I think that is a good idea, but we're going to do it in this way to make sure that we maintain the uniformity. For example, if you're working on the third volume, what we can do is we can just make sure that the whole idea is sort of the same as the first and second book, like the way of adding the footnote, the last notes, the introduction or something like that. We just need to make sure that people are aware that it's sort of a series, that is continuation.
Right, but here's my question.
Mm-hmm.
Since we already have 800, and that's volume 1 and volume 2, if I continue to add 801, 802, and all the cross-referencing and limericks that have similar subjects, is that what we're going to publish on volume 3 and 4, or should I keep volume 3 and 4 discrete and separate and start it from the beginning and not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sure how to handle that.
We can do it this way, Marshall, if you have plans for the third and fourth one. The other idea that I have in my mind is we can just name the book one and book two as a volume one. Like, for example, volume one, book one.
Yeah.
Volume one, book two. And when you're working on the third and fourth book, you can say it as volume two, book one, volume two, book two. We can do it this way as well.
No, that doesn't work because we know we're going to have 8 volumes before they run out of 5-letter words. So
in that case, instead of that, we can just move ahead giving it the same number. For example, right now we're working on book 1 and book 2. We can go ahead with the third version as book 3, and in the end of book 2, we can give a disclaimer as well or a small note as well that 800 and plus would be in the third volume, something like that, so that the readers...
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll just continue on the same spreadsheet, and then once you publish volume 1 and 2, you're going to use the spreadsheet as of today. Then it'll be a different spreadsheet for volume 3 and 4, but it'll include all the numbers. Is that right? Just keep going? But we have a cutoff. Right. But when I mail you, when I do 801 tomorrow, that's going to be added to the spreadsheet unless you've already separated that out to work with on the volume 1 and volume 2. Have you done that?
The 800, they're separated as of now. So I have the 800 and all finalized. So I have downloaded the file, and it's separate on my end to make sure that these are just for
you. All right. And then you're going to have two spreadsheets, one that goes up to 800, and that's what we're going to put into 1 and 2. And then starting tomorrow, you're going to have a different spreadsheet that includes everything up to 800 plus things that come after 800, right?
Sounds good.
And that's the only thing I'm going to have.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, that works. Now, do you think we should keep the word book or make volume instead of book?
Let's try to think a bit on it. Let's just not take a final decision right now. Let me have some more working done on this as well and see what better suits. And whatever it would be, we're going to move ahead with that before publication.
Okay, sounds good. All right, then I think we're all set, and I'll start reviewing. I don't know how long it's going to take me, but probably a couple of days. And
sure, sounds good.
What else I have to do. So, all right. So, I think we're good.
And I'll update you on the call as well once I schedule that with the strategist. I'm going to have you informed of that, and I'll update you on that as well. All right?
I'm sorry, update me on what?
the concern regarding the copyrights that you mentioned last time. So I'm going to have a word with my team, and whatever the call time would be, I'm going to let you know of that.
On the front page, simply because it's based on Wordle.
Yep,
okay?
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely.
All right. Thank you. Thanks,
right.
Josh.
Thank you so very much for your time.
Take care.
Take care.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, bye.